Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Yesterday I told you about the horrible condition of America's infrastructure and that a 2008 Congressional Committee report advocated spending up to $20 billion over 5 years to protect America's existing infrastructure from an electromagnetic pulse event, cyber attacks, sabotage, and natural disasters. This amount would have been a pittance compared to the cost to recover from any of these crises. The next year, the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act was enacted, a stimulus package to address the Great Recession, which had already passed by then. Wouldn't it be common sense that this modest long-term infrastructure solution would be a small part of this massive $800 billion program? No, that is not how government typically works. More than one-third of the funds were used for temporary tax cuts and other incentives to increase short-term consumer spending. More than 40% was spent on healthcare, education, and aid to low-income workers and the unemployed. Only 13%, $105 billion, was allocated to infrastructure. Unfortunately, virtually all of these funds were spent for short-term projects called shovel-ready, which did little to address America's long-term crumbling infrastructure. Rather than throwing money away on feel-good two-month projects, it would have made more sense to allocate funds to programs that would improve our nation for the next 50 years. In a study last year, the American Society of Civil Engineers projects that deteriorating infrastructure will reduce America's gross domestic product by more than 20% by the year 2025. In the long term, America's infrastructure needs will see many changes. Will you need utility poles when wireless power transmission is economically feasible? Will mass transit systems survive when even low-income people will be able to summon self-driving vehicles to affordably take them direct from point A to point B? Long-term solutions will not come from short-term politicians and bureaucrats. I don't have a solution to propose today, but I would feel more comfortable seeing infrastructure solutions coming from the same private sector that today has at least four different efforts working on manned travel to the planet Mars. That's it for today. Tune in again next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.